Well, in the Getting Ahead workbook and work groups, a lot of our learning process has to do with investigating our own lives. So it becomes meaningful to us because it's our lives we're talking about. And the way we do our learning has to be, happens to be with using the use of mental models, which are drawings in our case, or sometimes storytelling. And we capture our learning and express our ideas using mental models that are drawings instead of just language, which basically will put people to sleep. So we draw a mental model, and usually it's a pie chart or something like that about what poverty is like in the community, but right after that we do one about our own lives. And then over the 15 sessions that we're together, we create another mental model, and the two of them are this: what my life is like now and what my future story is going to be now that I've analyzed the way I live now. So in this mental model that I showed you, a woman had, on the left side of her page, had drawn a circle and representing her life now. And there's a big word stress underlined two or three times, and I think it was in yellow. And we know, and from listening to people, that poverty is so stressful that people get depressed, they get anxious, they get sick. And there's a big correlation between poverty and stress-related illnesses. And so here she had this huge word written across there. There was a picture of her laying in bed, and there were big blue circles around her eyes. And it said 4 a.m. beside her bed. There was an image of a clock that looked like it was running on little legs. And down below her bed someplace was a car with a hood up with the steam coming out of the hood. Around the outside of the circle, it said job one, job two, job three, kids, bills, car repairs. Job one, job two, job three, kids, bills, car repairs around the outside. That's a really powerful statement about the way that her life is now.